Here's what's coming up on today's show.
And if you get in the habit of saving, financially, you're going to be in good shape.
Hello, this is Mark Silverman, managing member and founder of Silverman & Associates, and I'm also a certified financial planner professional. I want to welcome you to the Saving with Silverman podcast. I'm glad you're here. Each week, we'll discuss different financial planning topics because making smarter choices about your money impacts the quality of your life.
You know, a lot of people get into nostalgia. Nostalgia from the 90s is really big these days. And if you have any old calendars from the 90s, here's some good news for you. If you have a calendar from 1996, you can use it again in 2024. How about that? I just read that this morning. I thought, you know, I don't have any calendars from 96 hanging around, but, you know.
I don't either. A lot of people don't even have calendars. Everything's on their phone or tablet now.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not exactly like everybody has a calendar hanging on the wall these days. But
true.
Those two calendars, 1996 and 2024, are identical because both years are leap years, and both years started on a Monday. So dust off your old Seinfeld Boys to Men or Independence Day calendar and give it another run if you like.
There's probably, I'm assuming, different holidays now that we have that they didn't have back then.
Yeah.
The holidays they had that we don't have. So
That's true. Exactly right. Columbus Day being one of those. And
right.
Gosh, Juneteenth.
And
all kinds of things have changed since then. But let's talk about, let's go even farther back. Talk about retirement planning with Aristotle.
Let's do that.
We might learn about financial planning from some Aristotle quotes, the great Greek philosopher. He said, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." Boy, I wish everybody would think that way these days, but what can we learn from that?
You know, I think that means, you know, question things. Don't just take them. Anything you see on, what's the joke? I believe this because I saw it on the internet or I saw it on social media or, where'd you get that information? Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people tend to, I forget what the term is called, but you believe in something and then you find something online that matches what you believe, even though it might not be true.
Yeah.
So you can't believe everything that you hear or see. I mean, obviously you're listening to us on the radio. If something doesn't make sense, do your research. I can tell you, a lot of people are, pushing these, the annuities, which I know we've talked about before, promising the moon, and you make money when the markets go up, you don't lose anything. That, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
So do your research, do your homework. If you're into something or if something doesn't seem right, give us a call. I'm happy to have an honest conversation with you to try to explain it in layman's terms so you don't get surprised down the road after you've already purchased that product.
Well, also, I think what else comes to mind for me is on the flip side of that coin, it is important to keep an open mind. So, don't believe everything.
True.
Don't be gullible, but it is important to have the opportunity of changing your mind about something if you find out that it's not exactly true.
Yeah, and there's, obviously a lot going on, election year, a lot going on in our country. A lot of people are scared, and there's people out there that are using that to their advantage to scare people into stuff that they really shouldn't be doing by, preying on them with what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Another thing that Aristotle said was, in so many words, I suppose he was speaking Greek when he said it, but, quality is not an act. It is a habit. Boy, ain't that the truth.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to investing, it's got to become a habit, and getting started is the first part of it. And so, I tell people all the time, it's more important to just get started than it is to not start because you're worried about where to put the money. Just put it away, and we can figure out where we can put it later on. But just getting started is the hard part. And a lot of people use that as a kind of a crutch and say, well, I don't know where to put it, so I'm just not going to start. Because you can't make up for time. Well, you can, but you got to put a lot more in to make up for time versus if you start early and get on a consistent basis, it becomes a habit. If you get in the habit of saving, financially, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, and I think bottom line is most people who arrive at retirement age and find themselves in a good financial position didn't get that way because of some single great act. They got that way because of good habits and consistency.
People that come into money, win the lottery, and there's been a lot of documented on that sort of thing where people, who win the lottery or end up, 5-10 years later are broken, miserable, more so than they were before they won. So, easy come, easy go. But, that does happen, but that's few and far between.
Well, I like to try that sometimes to see how it worked out for me.
There you go. You have to let me know.
Wouldn't mind winning the lottery. The next thing that Aristotle reportedly said, the aim of the wise is not to secure pleasure, but to avoid pain. I guess that's kind of goes along with, you know, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, right?
Yeah, and I mean, when it comes to investing, you know, if it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. And quite honestly, I probably wouldn't have a job. So the markets don't always go up. But as long as they go up more than they go down, and you know what you're doing as far as working with either working with someone or have a strategy where you stay invested and you don't freak out when the markets do go down, because they will, then the markets will work in your favor. You know, I've said it before, you know, it's time in the market, not timing the market. And a lot of people, unfortunately, try to time the market and it doesn't work. I can tell you I've tried many years ago and it doesn't work. So you just got to stay consistent, be in the right portfolio, have the right asset allocation, which is something we can help you with, and be in a portfolio that's going to work for you and keep you on track for your goals.
Some people, you know, work so hard over a long period of time trying to grow their investments, but then the closer you get to retirement age, it's even more important to hold on to what you have and protect that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
One more thing I wanted to mention here, a quote from Aristotle. I translated into English again. Well begun is half done. I suppose, you know, it's important to get off to a good start.
That's kind of what I said earlier. I mean, it's just getting started. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you start small, that's okay. You can always add more later. But just getting started is the hard part for most people. They don't start because they don't know what to do, and so they just keep putting it off and off. Obviously, this is a new year, a great time to start if you haven't, no matter what age you are. I mean, if you're older, then you definitely need to be, you know, being more serious about it and putting more away. But if you're younger, you know, just get in the habit. Like I said, my daughter's 19. She has a Roth IRA. Obviously, I'm in the business, so she's got me to encourage her and help with that sort of thing. But, you know, you're never too young to start. And just starting putting money away and getting the habit of saving is going to put you far ahead of everybody else out there.
Well, as far as your beautiful daughter is concerned, well begun is half done. So,
correct. Hey, correct.
Getting her off on good habits, even at such a young age, that is terrific. Mark, I know a lot of people out there listening today may not want Aristotle-type advice when they come in to talk to you, but you're good at breaking it down and speaking English and you know, talking where we can all understand. But why should some folks go ahead and make that phone call to your office today?
You know, whether you're already retired or you're looking at retirement, you know, making sure you're on track, it's never a bad idea. There's no cost, there's no obligation to have a conversation with me. Ron, you'll give out the number here in a second, but you can call or text. We'll reach out to you and get you on the calendar for a conversation with me. I don't pawn you off on somebody else, and that's all it is. I'm not trying to sell you something like these other people on the radio. It's really a conversation. We provide advice. That's the first thing that we do, is provide advice that's in your best interest as a fiduciary.
You've been listening to the Saving with Silverman podcast. If you have any questions at all about your financial situation, please give Mark Silverman a call. Again, his number is 520-333-7601, or go online to savingwithsilverman.com. For Mark Silverman, I'm Ron Stutz. We'll see you next time on the Saving with Silverman podcast.
The Saving with Silverman podcast is brought to you by Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, based in Tucson, Arizona. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to shows. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Saving with Silverman to find us, or visit savingwithsilverman.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Mark, and to learn more about how to make smarter decisions with your money.
Did you know that Mark Silverman also has a radio show? Tune in to Saving with Silverman Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. on AM 790 KNST.
All matters discussed on this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, makes no representation as to its accuracy or completeness. The show shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Arizona or where otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services offered through Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through Silverman & Associates, an affiliated company.